Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo is turning to a prominent civil rights leader to make sure every New Yorker is counted in the 2020 census.
Let's give a big New York welcome to my friend, our brother, the civil rights leader we need today, Martin Luther King III.
Governor Cuomo enlisting the son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to ensure all New Yorkers fill out a census form, regardless of their immigration status.
It is everything. It is everything. If you are not counted, you don't count. Period.
The announcement was made at an interfaith breakfast where King asked the clergy to take a pledge.
Together?
Together.
We will ensure that all New Yorkers are counted. Thank you. God bless you.
In Midtown, Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Governor Murphy is renewing his call for a millionaire's tax. WCBS's Peter Haskell has more on the state budget proposal the governor unveiled today.
There's more money for transit funding, free college, and public pensions. The governor wants to pay for his increased spending with a millionaire's tax. If you think this sounds familiar, you're right. Murphy has proposed this in the past, but the legislature has balked. He's trying again.
Asking the wealthiest 22,000 New Jerseyans to pay 2 cents more in income tax for every dollar they make over $1 million is simple fairness.
The tax hike would raise about $500 million. There's also a plan to boost the tax on cigarettes, and the governor wants to raise the cost of a handgun permit for the first time in more than 50 years.
This is not about the Second Amendment, but this is about public safety.
Murphy also wants to boost the state's rainy day fund to $1.6 billion. Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
City Comptroller Scott Stringer has added First Lady Charlaine McRae's mental health initiative, Thrive NYC, to his watch list of agencies that raise the most budgetary concerns. He says he would like to see all of the program's documents.
We demand the data because we want to have more transparency. Right now, Thrive is acting as an umbrella to so many programs, and that umbrella is keeping away the transparency that is necessary to do program evaluation.
Stringer says there is no way to tell if the city has seen results from the $850 million earmarked for Thrive NYC.
A water main break has left 7 buildings at the Taft Houses in East Harlem without water. Just 2 days ago, another water main break cut off service to 9 buildings at the same public housing complex. Close to 1,000 residents didn't get their water back or heat back until this morning. The residents affected by today's incident are getting water from a truck that was brought in.
Police have arrested the school bus driver who hit and killed a 10-year-old girl in Brooklyn this morning. Pedro Colon has been charged with failure to yield to a pedestrian and failure to exercise due care. 10-year-old Patience Albert was crossing the street with her older brother in East New York when Colon took a right turn and hit them. Patience died at the hospital. Her brother suffered a leg injury. Now the WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, the rain sticks with us for a day or two.
It does overall, yeah. It'll come in varying forms and intensities. And right now we have our steadiest light rain across the south shore of Long Island, also the north shore of Suffolk County, and then over the Sound and into Connecticut. Most of the Hudson Valley is covered, but it is starting to let up now south and west of the city into New Jersey. It's not clearing out. It's going to remain damp and overcast and cool overnight, but at least the steadiest light rain will be coming to an end for a while. 40 to 45, poor visibility, though, because of the fog and the drizzle in the air. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. It'll be very much like this afternoon turned out. Highs near 50. Wednesday night, though, now this is when we can get into a round of heavier rain for several hours, possibly even some thunder, too, with the downpours, and temperatures will be in the 40s. Thursday, clearing out as the sun returns in the afternoon, but a very gusty wind and a high of 45 to 50 on Thursday. Right now, 47, humidity 93%, and a northeast wind 7 miles per hour.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.